Good morning. My guest this morning is Nina Arbour from Hospice Services. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning, Roland.
Learning to love aging. Mm-hmm. I need that.
I think we all do.
It's a presentation that's going to be at Hospice of Petaluma on May the 9th and at Memorial Hospice in Santa Rosa on May the 16th, presented by Kay Mel Miller. So talk about that. Tell us what, in general, she's going to be doing.
We're very excited to have her with us. I think what Kay is going to talk about is the beauty in aging, not only the limitation perspective, which we hear a lot about, but what is it that aging brings to us? So she really wrote this book, Living with a Stranger in Me, on the heels of her life partner dying. She had gone through divorce. She fell in love. She had a life partner, and she went back and got her psychotherapy, her PhD degree at the age of 58, and began to discover through grief and loss and changes in life and aging that she really began to live much more fully.
How old is she now?
She says that she is in her late underline 70s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's all I know right now.
Right. My wife and I are just reading to each other a book by Atul Gawande.
Ah, yes.
It's an amazing
yes.
book.
Yes, Being Mortal.
Yeah, that's
yes.
it. Yeah. Sometimes a little disconcerting.
Yes.
But always valuable.
Yeah. Well, I think this topic is so appropriate. Sometimes I work with senior peer counselors, and their question to me is how to work with people who are grieving. And what the conversation turns into is that when we age and when we're in our third act, so to speak, there are lots of ways that grief comes up in our own lives, much less working with others in grief. So best to delve into it and see what are the joys and the sorrows.
I remember my own parents being, unfortunately, both of them very submerged in fear.
Yes, yes. And I think that's what oftentimes happens, that we begin to lose sight of that there still is a lot of life left until, as Cicely Saunders said in the hospice movement, we matter until our last breath. So how do we live fully?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So what do you think we do? How do you want to live? What's living fully for you, Nina?
I think there's a line in a Mary Oliver poem, and she says, "I want to be a bride married to amazement," and that's
Ooh,
what it
oh,
is.
Oh, that's a beautiful line.
Yeah,
Mary Oliver never disappoints.
No, never, never.
These are open to the public. Of
yes,
course.
Absolutely. We want people to come forward and come to our hospice locations and really, really come and talk about the stuff of life. That's what hospice is about, is the quality of life.
And I suppose also there is that, and Atul Gawande talks about it a lot.
Yes.
Here it is. It's hospice. Do you want it or don't you want it?
Yes.
Well, this part is I like, but
yes.
This part makes me afraid.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And that's true for all of our lives. So why not get together, talk about it, and connect with one another?
Do you think that, it's becoming more common for people who are obviously nearing the end of their life to take on hospice rather than be scared to death of it?
Yes, I think that I have seen that changing over my 36 years with the organization.
Uh-huh.
I feel that people are much more apt to look at what their choices are, what their options are towards the end of life.
Great. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in, Nina.
You're welcome.
Let's tell people that Wednesdays at Hospice in Petaluma on Peyrand Street on May 9th, 5:30 to 7:30. At Memorial Hospice on College Avenue, May 16th from 5:30 to 7:30. Learning to Love Aging. For information, a telephone number 568-1094, or online, you can go to SonomaCountyHospice.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.